What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew. Welcome back to Founder's Journal, my personal audio diary, where I give you, the business builder, the tools you need to think better in order to build better, whether that's building a business, a team, or a new product. And speaking of product, in the world of product management, there is something called the Jobs to be Done framework. I want to tell you about this framework and why I believe it is applicable to all aspects of work and life, not just developing new product. Let's hop into it. Jobs to be Done was introduced by Tony Ulwick in the 90s when he started using this approach at his company Stratagen to help clients develop and improve products for their customers. And the theory goes as follows. All it does is asks a very simple question. What job is your product hired to do? And by asking that question, it forces you to look at things from the perspective of the customer and realize that people do not buy products and services. Instead, people search for solutions constantly in all aspects of life that helps them get all sorts of jobs done. The famous adage goes, people don't want to buy a quarter-inch drill. They want a quarter-inch hole. And what this mindset will allow you to do is focus on all solutions that best get the job done, not just the obvious solution. Here's a very simple example, lawnmowers. If you ask a random person, what is the purpose of a lawnmower? Their answer would be, oh, that's, you know, to cut the grass. But if you think about it as a job to be done, the job a lawnmower does is to help keep a homeowner's grass low in order for that grass to look beautiful and manicured. It's not for it to be cut. And the reason this is a powerful shift in perspective is it can lead a lawnmower company to think about their business more efficiently and more directly in actually doing the job that their customer wants to be done. And this obviously applies far beyond lawnmower companies. And let's keep it going with this. Perhaps rather than creating better and better lawnmowers, a lawnmower company should, you know, invest their profits in R&D to find grass seeds that only grow so tall that they never need to be cut, right? That would accomplish the exact same job as what a lawnmower does. And what this example should make you realize, and it made me realize the first time I thought about it, is the unit of measurement for a product, any product, not just lawnmowers, is not how it is serving the customer, but instead, how is that product accomplishing the job that the customer is trying to do? And as I thought more about this, I got more and more encouraged by the power of this concept, because what I realized is jobs to be done is not just about product development or product management or marketing. It truly is a lens for looking at any single job to be done in life. And so honestly, as I think about this framework, I'm sure I'll bring it back in future episodes because there are so many applications. But I want to talk for a minute about how I think about jobs to be done in the context of the work that I do as a professional every single day. If you think about it, every day you go to your desk and you get started for your day. And whether implicitly or explicitly, you're actively choosing how to serve a job to be done in your business. Think about it this way. Your business is your customer, and your customer has a job that needs to be done. You are providing your business your services, which is helping your business get that job done. And similar to the lawnmower example, when you start thinking about things through this lens of the job you are doing rather than the service you are providing, two things may open up for you in every job you do. The first, sometimes spending time on non-obvious things is what becomes the most obviously right thing for you to spend your time on. The second is sometimes the most important job for you to do is to think about the right job to do. It's meta, but we'll talk about it in a second. It makes so much sense. As you look through this lens, non-obvious decisions could include everything from you deciding to outsource the work instead of doing it yourself, or you deciding that you disagree with the majority of your team, or you deciding to buy a solution rather than build it within your company, or you decide that the best time spent is reading and thinking instead of doing and executing. It could be you advising your team to go in a different direction, you spending time talking to your customer rather than actively serving your customer. And what this thought process allows you to do is it allows you to keep out the noise and gain clarity over the things that will truly help your business and therefore your customer get the job done that they want to get done. And to my second point, what this also means is oftentimes the most important job is figuring out what job to do. When you think about these words, job to be done, it sounds active, something that you have to do in order to complete the job. But one of the most important things you can do is prioritize how you choose to spend your time. Your time is your scarcest resource. Your goal should be, how can you best leverage your time? And doing a job, like actually executing, doing an action, isn't your highest leverage use of time. But what is high leverage is figuring out the right job to do out of all of the possible jobs you can do. This is such an important skill. As you move up in your career, you have more and more agency over what job you should be doing, but it's never too early to be thinking about this. And it's a job that will be anxiety provoking. I can promise you that. We are programmed to do, and not think about what to do. But next time that you sit at your desk and you start to write down your priorities for the day, don't feel the need to rush the process. Take your time and be really thoughtful. 5 extra minutes spent on figuring out the right job to do could avoid you spending 5 extra hours doing the wrong job. As always, thanks for listening to the show. I would love to meet my listeners, so here's what we're going to do. Shoot me an email introducing yourself to foundersjournal@morningbrew.com. Your name, where you live, what industry you work in, and why you listen to the podcast. What I'm going to do is pick one lucky listener to do founder FaceTime with me. 15-minute FaceTime, just you and me. We will talk about anything you want to discuss. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you next episode.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.